You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deceptions, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
And a great good morning to you on a rainy morning. John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. It's 92.7. And also, on your Civic Media app, just go there and text us. Give us a call or voice note us as well.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey.
Rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at 'em. It's Monday. Ho, ho. Hope you had a good weekend.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty rainy out there. And, you know, usual. Just grab the umbrella and check your windshield wipers. But it looks like a pretty good soaking rain, at least to start things out. And I guess we're going to see this off and on through the day.
Yeah, I think so.
67 degrees currently, high near 80 this afternoon. And it's a soggy start. So just be prepared as you walk out the door.
I feel like that's how always Mondays go. They always are just drowsy.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, it's rainy days and Mondays always bring me down.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
It sounds like that could be a song.
Man. Could be.
You know, you're a musician. You should come up with a tune.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Do that. All right. So start of another week here. Later this week, we've got the Thursday night, the Madison Night Market. That's happening. We'll be right across the street in front of the Overture Center for the night market.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be fun again. Okay. You know, we love that. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have any kind of gift giveaways, you know, prizes for people?
We've got a new T-shirt coming out.
Oh, and wait a minute.
So we'll be debuting that.
You got a it's the call letter one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the call letter one. Well, you got all excited, right?
I was waiting for the screen.
What, the other?
The screen print one or whatever it is.
No, we're still working on those.
Oh, God. Jose, bring me down, man. Bring me down.
But you're going to like the new letter T-shirts.
I definitely love those already. I was going to order one before everybody else had one, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But I never did.
Okay. Well, you'll get a chance to see them. They should be arriving in a couple of days here.
Oh, okay.
So that's happening.
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic moment in time on State Street. Did we ever find the State Street song? No, the John and Gordy theme from Art Paul.
Art Paul Schlosser?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Have we not found that?
We have not found that yet.
Did you come up with that, Gordy? Did you send it to me and did I send it to?
Yes.
You sent it?
I think I sent it to both of you. I don't know. It was quite a while
we're gonna
back.
I'll have to go deep diving into my email then.
Deep dive it,
We'll dig through it.
If we're going to, it's a big time production there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, of course, we've got some more VIP passes to give away to our listener appreciation party that's happening September 6th. That's a Saturday, 3 p.m. at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. I'll tell you more about that as we move along here and reveal the next keyword. That'll come up in about 20 or 30 minutes. Did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything fun and exciting?
Well, I kind of relaxed a little bit.
Yeah?
You know, we found out we weren't filling in for
Pete Schwabba tonight. It's actually
tonight
next
and tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, next Monday and Tuesday, not tonight, not tomorrow night.
So I sat back and I just relaxed and prepared for the show this week.
Did you?
that's really? How I relax.
Okay.
Boy, we got some stuff. Wow.
Yeah?
You know, really.
Some crazy stuff?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's like a madhouse out there.
By the way, did you check your WMDX watch to see what the dew point's going to be today? Because I have a feeling the humidity is going to be pretty high with the rain starting
kind of
up.
Stupid, won't it? Yeah.
Getting warm again, and also wondering about that sunset time, you know, because I like to see the sunset.
One thing at a time, my friend. One thing at a time. Okay. The dew point is currently at 66 degrees, which is very high. Anything above 60 is normally uncomfortable. 65 is really uncomfortable, and we're at 66 right now. Okay. 98% humidity. Of course, it's raining out there, and we've got more showers on the way, according to radar on my WMDX weather phone.
You have too much of them here.
I do. And you know, the WMDX weather window is quite wet this morning, but still reveals the actual weather outside.
Yes, it does.
It's never incorrect. Oh, yeah. And you want to know when the sunset is?
Yeah, I was curious about that. Yeah,
sunrise is at 6:07.
Yeah. Oh. Sunrise. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
so it just came
7:55 is sunset time.
Okay. All right.
As we lose
earlier and earlier
daylight hours.
Mm-hmm. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to a Chicago radio personality, Steve Cochran. He's a legend in Chicago. And we'll be visiting with him. He's big into Chicago politics, Illinois politics. Yep. And plus, he's a stand-up comedian. So
is he really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's been doing stand-up for a long time. And we'll check in with Pam Yonke shortly, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's the big lineup today. Should we, what should we get to here? Should we get to what's happening? Oh, Mark's on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Mark.
We got an early morning call, 608-879.
We're struggling here.
608-879-8255. Mark, you're up early. What's going on,
Yeah,
man?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to get out and walk the dog, but I see that I got a text from you guys about me winning the VIP thing.
Yes, you're going to be there.
And, you know, I'm going to be there, and I texted my address.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great, man. So
that's pretty cool. That, yeah. And if I get around to it, maybe I'll bake some of the cookies that I brought to the last. You know, when Dom and Kurt were on there.
Definitely do that. Yeah.
Yes. What kind of cookies are those?
They're dark chocolate, white chocolate, walnuts, and craisins. Mm. And they're gluten-free.
Oh, so,
well, there you go. Sure. Well, that sounds really good. Yeah.
They're pretty darn good. The union always liked that when Bingo goes to the union meetings back in the day.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty darn good cookies is what a friend called them. But, so I got to get out and get the dog out and before the rain starts pouring down again.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So that listener appreciation party, September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling, you also can bring somebody along with you to that.
Yep, I saw that. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to try to do that. And that looking forward to that. And today I got to get out there and get the antlerless permits, I think, go on sale today for the whitetail hunt. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize it was this. It's that time of season.
Wow, already.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, right. It's a little more complicated than what it used to be, but that's the way it goes.
That's the way it happens. I know.
Yeah.
Well, the congratulations, Mark. Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, did we? Oh, we lost him just like that.
That quickly.
I think he was done.
Yeah, by the way,
if there's anything else, or
I just sent you the Art Paul song.
Oh, you found it. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
You're just starting here. You've only been here about 3 days. So we.
Wow. Okay.
No, but you know, every time there's a feature or something like that at the top of these lists, find a place for them.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
They're new additions to our regular lineup.
Okay.
All right. So
we'll do.
All right.
So we get to Would You Rather?
Let's do a little bit of Would You Rather,
though.
Would
you rather do this or rather do that?
I'd rather do anything else.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. This is it, yeah.
This is where dreams are made of.
You updated this, right?
No, I didn't.
Would you rather?
Man, look how clear that was that time, though. Come on. All right.
Okay.
First question, would you rather always forget to buy one thing at the grocery store or always buy five things that you don't need?
Well, I already accomplished the first one.
Well, yeah, the first one is something we automatically do. Yeah. So, you know, there's no getting rid of that one.
You guys always forget to buy something at the grocery store? I always remember.
No, that's
you gotta bring a list.
I make a list, and then usually I forget the list. I get to the grocery store. Oh, wow. I left the list on the coffee table.
Yeah. I usually, you know, I'm on my way to get that one item, that last item.
Yeah.
And I get distracted by something else, and I forget to get it. Right. And then I have to go back in.
Okay.
Irritating.
What about you, Tom?
I think I would always buy five things I don't need.
Okay.
I like to be Mr. Opposite here. I don't know. I like having things. I like having random stuff. I don't know. You know?
Okay.
Well, no, that's good. I mean, that's a young type of thing to do.
Is it a good trait to have?
Yes.
All right.
Sure, why not?
There we go. All right. Second question. Would you rather ruin the surprise for a surprise birthday party or show up in a costume to a black tie event, so to a suit?
What was the first choice again?
Ruin the surprise for a surprise birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be awful.
And
the other choice?
Show up in a costume to a black tie event.
Well, I'd go with that one. I mean, you know, that'd be fun.
I just do that naturally with the selection I pick for clothing.
Just your regular clothing.
I think I would do the same.
It's always a clown show.
Okay. I think I would do the same. I would show up in a random costume. I like doing that. It's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of costumes?
I have my Bucky the Badger outfit that I got to start.
What?
I have a whole outfit out.
What?
No.
Why?
You mean a mascot?
Maybe I'll bring it tomorrow.
You've got a mascot?
Yeah. I have a whole outfit. It's a onesie.
Not again.
Did you get hired as Bucky the Badger for some event or something?
No, they said I was too short. But I don't know.
You realize there was a height requirement.
That's pretty brutal.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I have a full onesie. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
So... That's so right. You applied to be a mascot?
No, I did not.
You got rejected.
No, okay. I didn't apply to be a mascot.
You know, the thing is, Sam was a mascot, right?
Didn't you wear a Scooby-Doo outfit or something?
Well, he wore that here on State Street, but he also wore a mattress.
Yeah, he worked. How did that work? Did he work at a mattress company?
Well, no, I think it was a fundraiser, and he had to wear the mattress outside.
Huh. Wear the mattress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he, I guess, a snowplow came by and knocked him over.
Yeah. He was in a snowdrift for a couple of hours before he could struggle his way out. Yeah. Speaking of mattresses, John.
Oh.
Dom.
Oh.
This portion of our show. Natural tie-in.
Here we go.
Thanks. Thank you. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. They're having a back-to-school sale right now. Mm-hmm. And it's going through the end of the month and then some. I think they're going to extend it, according to the information handed to me.
Fantastic.
Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. It's time to get them a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. They have twin-size sets starting at $399, full-size sets starting at $499. The more you buy, the more you save. Check out their back-to-school sale at Verlo Mattress. They have two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Or just go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Oh, that's great.
Are we checking in with Pam Yockey in a few minutes?
We are. Yeah.
All right.
I would assume so.
Yeah. And then we'll reveal the next keyword in our listener appreciation party coming up in our next half hour. We're just getting started on a Monday morning.
Right.
It's John and Gordy and you, dear listener, on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course. He cheated on his taxes. He cheated on his business loans. He cheated on his wife, and he tried to cheat in the 2020 election. He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business. Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win.
He's still cheating. He's cheating.
To me, House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence, waiting to swoop down on a dying carcass of democracy. In other words, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way, but he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes.
Pretty tough words there.
Yeah.
Pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
Yeah, that was an average voter in Texas just speaking his onions.
That's
there
right.
Before a committee when they were talking about redistricting. And now that's happening, right?
Yeah.
Because the Democrats have come back to Texas. Anyway, 24 past the hour. Do we have Pam Yockey on the line? I think we do. Good morning, Pam.
Morning, guys.
How was your weekend?
A lot of rainfall monitoring. That's kind of what I'm running around with this morning. Some folks got more than others, and some folks got some actually damaging winds.
Really? Did you end up going to the Badgers steam and engine show up in Baraboo?
I had some commitments up in Green Bay I had to take care of, but my assistant, Ben Jarbo, did. So we'll probably be hearing about that when we get in the office later today. But, this week the weather looks great for any of the, there's another threshery coming up this weekend up by the Campbellsport Eden area. Mm-hmm. Kind of seems, it goes in swarms where county fairs, June is all about dairy breakfast. July and August are all about county fairs. And at this time of the year, we start to see a lot of those antique tractor shows and thresheries happening all over the place.
Sure.
Well, why don't you fill us in on this Wisco Net Weather Network approaching completion.
Speaking of weather.
Green County, what's that all about?
Chris Vygotsky is the guy that's on campus trying to coordinate a unified effort across Wisconsin to get basically remote weather stations set up in some of our most remote areas. It's fine if you've got people that have rainfall reports and that kind of thing, but trying to hone in a little bit more on not just rain, but also winds. Is there other, weather-related items that are happening in an area? So they received a grant and are now populating, I think he said it's about 72, maybe more, weather stations that are all across the state of Wisconsin. Mm. The part that brought me into the conversation was, though, Chris Bogoski said that they are lacking in Green County. He sent me a map and he said specifically he's looking for a landowner, somebody that could put a weather site on their property just off of Highway 69 by New Glarus.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing a shout out to my rural community. Doesn't take much as far as ground commitment is concerned. I visited the one that they've got at the Arlington Ag Research Facility and literally it's just a few square feet. It's not the kind of thing that you imagine going way up into the sky. I suppose it's probably 10 feet tall if you get one of the big ones, but they do have smaller units. Mm-hmm. So Chris is just trying to put the final pieces in place to get the Wisco Net weather system in place. And that should be functional, the good news. That would be functional, hopefully, by the harvest of 2025 into the winter of 2025. So, when it comes to how dependent we are on weather and agriculture, if there's somebody out there that's got a little parcel of paradise off of Highway 69 by New Glarus, sure would love to hear from them. You can find details about how to reach out to Chris on our website if you want to take a look. But
I think
that's kind of my public service announcement specifically for people in New Glarus.
Well, make a visit to New Glarus Brewery. I'm sure they've got a little spot somewhere
there.
Around there.
Why
you have
not?
To talk to Dan and Deb. See
that's
if they
right.
want to put it up. Dan and Deb could be in our educational space down there. Yeah.
Let me ask you, is that remote contact? I mean, can they, read those meters or
yep.
Remotely.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Correct. Yeah. Yep. That's the whole deal is to make sure that. And you can watch the weather now from the stations they've got. If you just go wisconet.wisc.edu, you should be able to see the live site that's already giving us real-time readings from the locations that they've already populated.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What's that website again?
Yeah.
Wisconet.wisc.edu.
Yep.
Dot edu. Take a look at that.
College website.
So,
One other thing, you know, the Trump administration wants to get rid of the satellite that takes readings for, you know, the environment, climate change. They don't like climate change, so they're trying to get rid of this satellite up there for no absolute reason. What about farmers using that satellite as well? Is there some concern about that, that they may not be able to use that? Do farmers use that satellite?
Oh, farmers, yeah. Oh, for sure. Almost every tractor today is connected to a satellite through GPS.
Oh, okay.
The catch is which system. So a lot of what farmers are using is a commercial system. So if you want to contrast, instead of the federal government, it's probably an Elon Musk project or something like that.
Yeah.
It's coming from, remember, at this time, there's a lot of satellites orbiting in space, and farmers are generally toggling between perhaps USDA data or, like you said, NOAA data and private properties, some of the commercial items that are available. But yeah, anytime that you see a tractor rolling, or especially combines when we get closer to the harvest, they will be GPS activated, and they will be monitoring from the satellite.
All right.
Very good, Pam. Pam, we got to leave it there. You have a good day and good week. We'll talk to you on Friday again.
Sounds good, boys. Thank you.
All right.
Yep. That's Pam Yockey from Midwest Food and Farm Report. That's coming up.
I want to start talking about cranberries one of these days.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's that time of year. We'll be back with Idiocracy and much more on John and Gordy for Friday morning right here on WMDX. Take me down to Junior's Farm.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 on your car radio dial.
It's a wet start this morning. Showers working their way through the mad city, and we've got a lot of cloud cover out there, 67 degrees. Looks like we'll see rain showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms along the way, high near 80 today. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Steve Cochran from Chicago will join us. This portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast, flexible appointments. They advertise, or they promote convenience over complexity. They're helping people change their lives each and every day. You can call them at 608-249-4077. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. They helped out John Peterson. They helped out me. They can help you out, too. Give them a call, 608-249-4077.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get to a little, I don't know, Christian nationalism.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got a few stories coming up this week on Christian nationalism. Let's start off with Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, he says that voters have been misled.
Oh, really?
That religion should be separated from government. For all this time, did you know that? I think that's an amazing revelation, you know?
Yes.
And not out of the Bible either.
Mm.
Speaker Mike Johnson argued Americans are unaware the phrase derives from personal communications between Thomas Jefferson and the Danbury Baptist Association. You know, Mike, I don't think a lot of people are unaware of that. You know, this is certainly a communication from Thomas Jefferson. We all know that. We know that the separation, this wall, is not written in the Constitution. Thanks, Mike, for that little help. God, thinks everybody is as stupid as the followers. Johnson argued religious and moral values help prevent political corruption. Well, that's helped. And the abuse of power. Wait a minute here. Let me just read that again. He's arguing religious and moral values help prevent political corruption and the abuse of power. What are we seeing right now? What is that?
Right.
Yeah,
we're there.
I'm just stumped by this. You know, there's this, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg on this thing? Mm. Because they say that the Ten Commandments are the laws, human nature. Before that, no one had human nature.
Okay.
That the Ten Commandments gave us these laws, and that's what everything is based on, those laws. Mm. And I say, no, that's not true. It's human nature that came first. And yeah. Some guy made up the story that they're chiseled in rock and that Moses had them. Come on, man. I mean, this is just ridiculous stuff. We are different. We have this built into our genes. Blue jeans, by the way.
Okay.
As I hear. Anyway, right. I'm just saying that this thing where he's saying that, you know, religious and moral values are making us a better society, and that's why God loves America, because we have all these things. I'd say that we're really going off the deep end. We're going a little stray on this one. Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's Mike Johnson's latest take.
Yeah, okay. Latest take that, you know, that voters have been misled for the last 250 years. You got to keep that in mind.
Okay.
Wow, we fell for that one. Mm. All right, now.
I mean, didn't we start this country based on religious persecution?
That's
you know,
right.
I mean, that's why the pilgrims came over.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's, okay.
Just because, of course, you know, that went off the deep end too, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the pilgrims, right?
Right.
they didn't set a very good example right off the bat.
They got a nice rock there, though.
Yes, that's right. All right, now let's get into something I think that Musk and Trump have in common.
Oh.
And that is they don't pay their contractors. A multi-million-dollar contract to help build a sprawling new Texas headquarters for Tesla.
Yeah.
That's his new city, by the way.
Where?
Went bust for Jennifer Meisner, who says that the deal led her into personal and professional bankruptcy. Elon, the world's richest guy, stopped paying her company for the work that they were doing and that they finished. So
where is this again?
This is in Texas.
The
headquarters for Tesla, and I believe it's Tesla City or some ridiculous name like that.
Tesla City. Okay. They're taking after Costco. They want to build their own cities,
it could
right?
be. It could be. You know, the what is it? The is it the Tesla Diner? Is that a Tesla Diner?
Yeah, the
right?
Tesla Diner, yeah.
That's right. With the big screen TVs
what a
outside.
Monstrosity.
So bad.
Somebody took pictures of the interior of that thing, and it's just outrageously ridiculous. Yeah. Talk
ugly.
About cold and ruthless.
Ugly.
Wow. Yeah. I would not want to sit in that restaurant. Anyway, this woman is, you know, not getting paid. The same for other contractors, owed more than $110 million, with more than $24 million still allegedly owed to dozens of businesses. You'd think that somewhere along the way they'd get the clue that he and Trump don't pay their contractors.
Yeah, well, what are the contractors going to do? Go to court, and then it's all wrapped up in court. All the lawyers come in, and delay after delay. They never pay up, do they?
Well, they end up paying up. In some
percentage.
Of the cases, yeah, a percentage. And that's how Trump negotiates the price down later in court.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Some things never change.
It's a con man's game, and I'm just not used to it. All right. Now let's get to, this is really interesting. Mehdi Hasan debated Alan Dershowitz recently.
Oh.
And guess who won? Mehdi, of course. Mehdi defended Palestinians against the lies of Dershowitz, and I thought maybe we could play this here. Let's listen.
Israelis have no agency, apparently, according to Alan Dershowitz. Everything is the fault of the Palestinians. So many falsehoods in there. There was no Palestinian state offered in 1967. That's when Israel began its illegal occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. And even if we buy this nonsense that Clinton and Barack offered...
How about 1948?
I didn't interrupt you when you were speaking. Can I say my point? You've said all your falsehoods. Now I'm going to debunk them. You said that Clinton and Barack offered a state. Not true. At Camp David, both sides turned down the deal. Shlomo Ben-Ami, who was the foreign minister, said, I wouldn't have taken that deal at Camp David, the Israeli foreign minister. Then Taba came along, and Taba fell apart because Barack went to the polls and lost the elections. Ehud Barak lost the elections. He was a lame duck prime minister. Sharon came in. So you can rewrite history all you want. No one believes that's the case. But even if you were telling the truth, which you're not, let's talk about today. Benjamin Netanyahu brags that he's blocked a two-state solution. The guy who you volunteered to be a lawyer for in front of the International Criminal Court, wanted war crime suspect, has openly bragged that I blocked a two-state solution. His words, I blocked a two-state solution. So you can rewrite history all you want. The present day is proof that you're talking nonsense. This Israeli government, this far-right government, has no interest in peace with the Palestinians, only interested in ethnic cleansing. And the best part of listening to you speak about agency, everything you said could be said about Hamas and the Palestinians. The Palestinians would say Hamas is a result of Israelis not giving us our freedom. Hamas is a result of Israelis besieging and boycotting Gaza for decades on end. Hamas is a result of Israeli leadership coming and killing our leaders and imprisoning our leaders. So the same arguments you use to defend genocidal fascists in the Israeli government could be used to defend Hamas.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
Nailed
There's him. A lot there.
Yeah, you won. Yeah. You won that one.
Mm.
And a lot of facts. You know, the thing is, he's done a fantastic job of debating a lot of individuals.
Yeah. He's good. He's got his talking points down, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. There was one moment, I think I might have that later if we have time for it, but it's where Mehdi is talking to Piers Morgan about Piers saying that a lot of these ICE agents are getting threatened if their identity is revealed to anybody. And, of course, Mehdi says that's absolutely untrue, a complete lie. Mm. And it's a great debate. We'll probably get to that sometime this week anyway.
Okay.
All right.
It is coming up on 6:45, time for us to reveal our keyword for today for the WMDX Listener Appreciation Party. Everybody is invited. This is open to the public and free to come to. It's happening September 6th. That's a Saturday, 3 p.m. at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. We're going to get together and socialize with some of our listeners. We hope you're one of them. And now, we also have a VIP invite that you are eligible to win. And what that gets you on that day is a free tour of the distillery. And you can taste some of their spirits and get a WMDX swag bag. So here we go. All you have to do is text this in, and you'll be in for the drawing. A couple of listeners, like, let's see, Linda, one from Middleton, Dan from Madison, Liz from Sun Prairie, Rita and Steve from La Crosse. They're coming in from La Crosse for this party. Troy and Sean. Anyway, you could be next on that list. Today's keyword this morning is pepper. Pepper, that's P-E-P-P-E-R, pepper. Why is that? Because they have a spicy pepper vodka at Downdrin's Distilling. Wow. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So pepper is the keyword. You can text us before 8 a.m. to get in for that drawing. And again, text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use always. So pepper is the keyword. And good luck. From WMDX.
All right. I recently caught a Dem strategist going through a list of things she thinks the Democrats should stand for in the upcoming election in 2026. All right?
Like what?
And I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
But I think she left one thing out. I'll get to that one thing. But let's listen to Cut 127.
Okay. We are standing up for democracy, we're standing up for the rule of law, and we're standing up for the future of this country.
Are people going to tune into that instead of talking about kitchen table issues,
yes,
wallets?
Yes, because what Democrats, who are the vast majority of voters in California, are just dying for, rank and file Democrats, is for somebody to just take the fight to Trump. They are so tired of their elected officials talking at a 90, foot level when they should be down in the gutter. I've said this before. I've said it on this show before. When they go low, we get out the excavator and we bury them. And that's what we have to do. We have to keep going as low as they are. If we sit here and talk about, this isn't right and this isn't the way it should be. Of course, it's not right. Of course, it's not the way it should be.
What?
But we have to fight them on their own terms because they're not going to stop unless we stop them.
You are saying fight fire with fire, Julie
100%.
Roginski. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, Dem strategist Julie Roginski. That's her list. And I have something to add to that. I mentioned it here a few other times before. And that is Democrats have to threaten the current regime. okay? We've got to threaten them. We've got to put fear into them. Once they lose power, we should threaten to go after every one of these people appeasing the golden lump of Trump, all right? That is something we need to at least pass that message along. They have to know that they can't get away with this. This isn't scot-free just because Trump wants it. They're going to be they're going to be pursued in the courts legally.
Put their feet to the fire.
And we should threaten them with that. That is our only – that will stop a lot of what's going on right now.
Okay. It is 6:49. Coming up in our next hour, Steve Cochran will join us from Chicago. He's a Substack blogger, a Chicago radio personality, and a podcaster. We'll talk to Steve about some of the politics going on in Chicago and J.D. Pritzker. Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot. Ooh. The whole day down.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. Again, Steve Cochran, our guest, former radio announcer from Chicago, will be in at about 7:35 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole bunch of topics, and I think the big topic is Gavin Newsom.
Well, yeah.
We'll have that after 7 o'clock. He is, he's pretending to be like Trump. And I think it's one of, it's one of the great bits. This thing is reeling out of control, and I do love it.
Yeah, we'll talk to Steve Cochran in our next hour, about, like you said, 7:35. And talk to him about Governor Pritzker, too. J.B. Pritzker, yes. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better well on a Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right. They have a back-to-school sale going on through the end of the month. They are locally owned and operated. Each mattress is made to order right here in Madison. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go to verlo.com. Okay?
All right. Idiocracy continues with Steve Bannon. He says he's been pushing for a census redo for 10 years.
Oh, really?
At least from the last time they tried to do something like this, by not counting immigrants. All right. His guest, Alex DeGrassi, says that he's got a plan here, and it's between, you know, stealing seats in Texas, which they're going to do now, a new census, and attacking the Voting Rights Act, all those things and more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't we, let's check out what DeGrassi says here.
No, we zoom out, Steve. We've got three things here, okay? We've got, obviously, what we've been talking about on the show all week and prior, of course, the Texas redistricting you're looking at. We talked about 12 seats. Now it's 13. Now they're talking about 15, 16. You've got South Carolina. You've got other states looking at things. That's one front, and we'll get more in the weeds on that. Obviously, the census, and not including illegal immigrants, which, again, something the war room and you have been talking about for, like, since the start of the show, of course, Steve, would be systematically change modern American politics. And the other third aspect that we're talking about here, Steve, is the voting rights, you know, is up in the Supreme Court. They said, wait, hold on. Do we need race-based seats? You know, does this go against the 14th and 15th Amendment? And does it, you know, does the Constitution supersede, you know, racial seat drawing, of course, now? And if that happens, you've got these three vectors. You know, back of the envelope math this morning when I woke up with a smile was Democrats could lose 42 seats. And wow. that would change the whole ballgame here.
Pretty wild, huh?
Wow. Okay.
I love those reruns, these little capsules that they put out there, and they put music behind us. Like, what are you doing? Why are you playing that? I have no idea. California is going to be interesting in this because they have to vote on it. Politicians have to vote on it. Then it has to go to the voters to approve it. I'd like to see what happens with the voters.
Mm-hmm.
How they're going to, like, maybe gerrymandering California completely, right? I don't know. It seems strange to me. What an odd plot. What a weird way to win. It seems like Republicans or MAGAs at this point are burning every possible bridge along the way, thinking that they're never going to lose power, that they're always going to be there, that Trump is going to live forever.
Well, that's
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because they're doing all of this stuff. You don't think that, you know, maybe we'll bring this up later on and wave this in their face whenever they try to make a point or try to, you know, own us. We've got a lot of things we can bring up now and tell them to go take a walk, man, you know? All right. Well,
they're on, they've got power and they want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
You know, indefinitely, forever. That's it.
Okay, I've been holding on to this story way too long.
Okay, which one?
I know. I got a stack
here. Backlog here.
Okay, well, anyway, Jeff Bezos.
Oh, boy. What's he up to now?
He has a wild type, and they're producing an FDA-approved lab-grown salmon. So, you know, the billionaires are taking over, so we're going to be eating things they make up in the lab. And
so, lab-grown salmon.
And not only that, because they're in charge now with Trump, the FDA, of course, you know, skipped the independent testing and animal trials and went right to rubber stamping lab-grown salmon. They say it's safe. Corporate science just wrote its own permission slip.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They skipped real testing and just took wild type's word. Like the corporate chills they are, no independent trials, no animal safety checks, just a rubber stamp and a pile of BS.
So they can create actual salmon swimming around in the pool. There.
I think so. This ain't science. It's a money grab that puts our health on the chopping block, it says here. Wild type won't even tell us what the hell is in their proprietary nutrient mix.
Oh, boy.
That they call salmon, loaded with who knows what.
I mean, if you search up lab grown salmon Bezos on Google, it comes up and it's the most perfect looking salmon you'll ever see. It's almost too perfect to where it doesn't look real, like it's AI.
They put them in molds, you know, and then they just kind of
molds. What?
You know, just pour the gel into a mold, let it harden, and just throw it out
instant
there
salmon.
As a piece of salmon. It says here it makes their fake fish pink, some of the chemicals in it.
So it tastes like salmon. It has the texture of salmon. It's salmon.
Yeah.
Okay. I like salmon.
I know you do. That's why I brought that story in, just for you.
Thank you.
How about this?
I'd try it out.
We don't have time for it.
Okay.
All right. But, this is, you know, now we've got the Bezos salmon. Right?
Yes,
and
got butter.
Bill Gates butter.
With this fake butter, yeah. They're just going to keep rolling down this road of making fake food. Right?
Soylent Green. I believe Mark brought that up last week. And
that was a great
I think
movie.
There's something about that that we have to start worrying about.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:59 after we check in with news and weather and everything else. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for Monday morning on WMDX, live from Madison.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.